How Ecosystems Work. Section 3. How Ecosystems Change. Ecosystems are constantly changing. A forest hundreds of years old may have been a shallow lake 1,000 years ago. A dead tree falls and lets sunlight reach the forest floor. The sunlight causes some seeds to germinate, and soon wildflowers and shrubs cover the forest floor. Mosses, shrubs, and small trees cover the concrete of a demolished city building. These are all examples of an environmental change called ecological succession. Ecological succession. Ecological succession is a gradual process of change and replacement of some or all of the species in a community. Ecological succession may take hundreds or thousands of years. Each new community that arises makes it harder for the previous community to survive. For example, the younger beech trees in Figure 16 will have a hard time competing with older beech trees for sunlight. However, if a shade-loving species of tree began to grow in the forest, the new species might replace the smaller beech trees. Primary succession is the type of succession that occurs on a surface where no ecosystem existed before, such as on rocks or sand dunes. Secondary succession, the more common type of succession, occurs on a surface where an ecosystem has previously existed. Secondary succession occurs in ecosystems that have been disturbed or disrupted by humans or animals, or by natural processes, such as storms, floods, earthquakes, and volcanoes. Secondary succession. In 1980, the volcano Mount St. Helens erupted in Washington State. The eruption at Mount St. Helens has been described as one of the worst volcanic disasters because more than 44,460 acres of forest were burned and flattened by the force of hot ash and other volcanic debris, as shown in Figure 17. After the eruption, plants began to colonize the volcanic debris. Such plants are called pioneer species, the first organisms to colonize any newly available area and begin the process of ecological succession. Over time, pioneer species will make the new area habitable for other species. If you visited Mount St. Helens today, you would find secondary succession. Figure 18 shows how, after 12 years, plants and flowers had covered most of the lava, and new trees and shrubs had started to grow. If these organisms at Mount St. Helens continue to grow, over time, they will eventually form a climax community. A climax community is a final and stable community. Even though a climax community continues to change in small ways, this type of community may remain the same through time, if it is not disturbed. Fire and secondary succession. Natural fires caused by lightning are a natural cause of secondary succession in some communities, as discussed in the case study below. Some species of trees, such as the jack pine, can release their seeds only after they have been exposed to the intense heat of a fire. Minor forest fires remove accumulations of brush and dead wood that would otherwise contribute to major fires that burn out of control. Some animal species also depend on occasional fires because they feed on the vegetation that sprouts after a fire has cleared the land. Therefore, foresters sometimes allow natural fires to burn unless the fires are a threat to human life or property. Old field succession. Another example of secondary succession is old field succession, which occurs when farmland is abandoned. When a farmer stops cultivating a field, grasses and weeds quickly grow and cover the abandoned land. The pioneer grasses and weeds grow rapidly and produce many seeds to cover large areas. Over time, taller plants such as grasses grow in the area. These plants shade the ground, keeping light from the shorter plants. The long roots of the taller plants also absorb most of the water in the soil. The pioneer plants soon die from lack of sunlight and water. As succession continues, the taller plants are deprived of light and water by growing trees. Finally, slower-growing trees such as oaks, hickories, beeches, and maples take over the area and block sunlight to the smaller trees. As shown in Figure 19, the area can eventually establish a climax community, dominated by a mature oak forest. Primary succession. On new islands created by volcanic eruptions, in areas exposed when a glacier retreats, or on any other surface that has not previously supported life, primary succession can occur. Primary succession is much slower than secondary succession, because primary succession begins where there is no soil. It can take several hundred to several thousand years to produce fertile soil naturally. Imagine that a glacier melts and exposes an area of bare rock. The first pioneer species to colonize the bare rock will probably be bacteria and lichens, which can live without soil. Lichens, as shown in Figure 20, are important early pioneers in primary succession. They are the colorful, flaky patches that you see on trees and rocks. A lichen is a producer that is actually composed of two different species, a fungus and an alga. The alga photosynthesizes, while the fungus absorbs nutrients from rocks and holds water. Together, they begin to break down the rock. As the growth of the lichen breaks down the rock, water may freeze and thaw in cracks, which further breaks up the rock. Soil slowly accumulates as dust particles in the air are trapped in cracks in the rock. Dead remains of lichens and bacteria add to the soil in the cracks. Mosses may increase in number and break up the rock even more. When the mosses die, they decay and add nutrients to the growing pile of soil. Thus, fertile soil forms from the broken rock, decayed organisms, water, and air. Primary succession can also be seen in any city street, as shown in Figure 20. Mosses, lichens, and weeds can establish themselves in cracks in a sidewalk or building. As well, fungi and mosses can invade a roof that needs repair. Even New York City would eventually turn into a cement-filled woodland if it were not constantly maintained. You've reached the end of this chapter. Before moving on, review the main points of the section by reading the summary. Then, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions. Your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the lab exercise on the following pages. The chapter review and standardized test preparation will give you additional practice using what you've learned.